The Confederate monument outside the Gaston County Courthouse will stay where it's at for now. As WFAE's Alexandra Watts reports, county commissioners voted Tuesday night to rescind an earlier vote to give the monument away.
Commissioners voted on August 3rd to remove the monument and give it to the Sons of Confederate Veterans. But after the group refused to take it, commissioners voted 4-3 to rescind their offer. Commissioners also voted on another resolution to rescind the offer, but also continue to look for another group to take it. They voted that resolution down in a 4-3 vote. Thomas Gillespie was part of the Council of Understanding, an advisory group assembled by the county. Gillespie says keeping the monument at the courthouse reflects on the county.
And I think that it will have long repercussions long after our day is gone. And I pray that this monument will be relocated. Nobody's saying tear it down. Nobody's saying do anything to it.
But some residents, like Angie Graham, say it's not meant to be racist or divisive and is part of history.
This monument was put up in 1912. It's been here at the courthouse since the late 1990s. It is just now oppressing people. Taking down this monument and all the other monuments is disrespecting all the men and women who fought and died to give us the freedom we have today.
The Gaston County Freedom Fighters have expressed interest in taking the monument. For WFAE News, I'm Alexandra Watts.